Welcome to a podcast presented by the Oregon Department of Transportation. This is number 6 in a series of podcasts prepared by ODOT's Geo-Environmental Unit. The title of this podcast is First Steps Out of the Mud, Early ODOT History. In 1913, Oregon took its first decisive steps to lift its feet out of the winter's mud and summer's dust when the legislature created the State Highway Commission. One of the first mandates of the commission was the creation of a state highway map, which included only 5 highways: the Columbia River Highway, US 30, the Oregon Beach Highway, US 101, the Pacific Highway, Oregon 99, the Dalles California Highway, US 97, and the Central Oregon Highway, known as US 26. Samuel Hill, a prominent railroad builder and highway enthusiast, was influential in mapping the first highway routes in Oregon. Prior to 1913, Hill had been actively fostering the construction of an international highway from Canada to Mexico. In addition, he built a road to his estate in Maryhill, Washington, established a ferry across the Columbia River at Biggs, Oregon, and started a highway along the Columbia River in Washington. Delays and increasing construction costs forced Hill to come to Oregon, while luring Samuel Lancaster with him. Lancaster served as Oregon's first assistant state highway engineer and was responsible for laying out the Columbia River Highway along the Columbia River Gorge. Oregon utilized a prison workforce to begin the monumental undertaking at Shell Rock Mountain between Wyeth and Viento Hill. Lancaster stated that Shell Rock Mountain was an impossible barrier, that if man started tickling its toe, the whole mountain would go into convulsions and come writhing down. Through sheer determination and clever engineering, this impassable barrier was no more, as the highway was completed in 1915 and opened to the public in 1916. When highway building began in the early 1900s, strong backs, short-handled shovels, and a combination of men and horsepower were needed. Bulldozers had not been invented, and road graders were pulled by horses and mules. Contractors blew stumps from the right-of-way with black powder or dug them out with mattocks and men. Cuts were cleared and fills were made with wheelbarrows, shovels, dump wagons, slips, and Fresnos. A man and his team would work 8 hours or more for around $6 a day. The State Highway Commission also saw road building as a way to help with a high unemployment rate. Major Bowlby, the first state highway engineer, developed a plan for year-round road camps, a contractor's camp during construction season, and a stockade camp during the winter season. The stockade camp could house workers for the least public expense and would, according to Major Bowlby, not become a nuisance by congregating in large numbers in the city. This plan, however, never turned into reality. In 1917, as a war measure, the State Highway Commission devoted its resources to completing the Columbia River Highway and the Pacific Highway. Road equipment included 3 concrete mixers, 3 compactors, 4 rock crushers, 6 auto trucks, and some miscellaneous tools. Funds to pay for highway construction was supported by tax levies, license fees, the sale of bonds, and county funds, which covered most of the costs. In the early 1920s, Oregon's highway system was flush with money and movement. The original State Highway Commission, pleased with their progress over their first 10 years, could not have envisioned how fast or how much transportation has changed in the 21st century. Triple trailers, semi-trucks, millions of motorists, and the speed of interstates, and of course, traffic jams, were not even imagined when they began their work. Reference material for this podcast was obtained from the publication Casual and Factual Glimpses at the Beginning and Development of Oregon's Roads and Highways by the Oregon State Highway Commission.